Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It in WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. If you've seen the revivalists at Lollapalooza or Red Rocks or Jazz Fest, then you know the New Orleans-based band radiates energy on stage. And you can see that for yourself with the band swings through our area in support of their fifth studio album, their first in 5 years. It's called Pour It Out Into the Night. And before we hear some members of the band perform live, let's listen to a short clip from one of their new songs. This is Don't Look Back. I wake up in the morning, I feel so good. Same number, same car, same hood. It's not like this every day, but when it's raining, it's pouring, I could throw it all away. Then morning, I think I should. Still got some killers in this neighborhood. The way we're living is understood. Take it back from the rich, call me Robin Hood. So look alive, look alive. I'm up on me, roll, put the car in drive. Look alive, look alive. Show me what you got, put them up. The group was founded in 2008 and has since grown to 8 members before they hit the road on a nationwide tour. Today we're joined by the group's co-founders, David Shaw and Zach Feinberg, a day before the release of the new album, Pour It Out Into the Night. Thank you so much for being here and for bringing guitars.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
And offering this lovely tour of our music.
There's more to come. What are we going to hear first?
This is Down in the Dirt.
All right, let's do it.
Daddy, who was a lawyer, sold salvation to the church. Money's no good in heaven, but it's great down here on earth. So let's get down in the dirt. Let's get down in the dirt. My granddad was a scholar, schooled to heartbreak and hard work. Didn't believe in heaven, damnation being worse. He's laid down in the dirt, he lay down in the dirt. You can't be, then we're the only ones born out of this ever-loving mud. You can't be, then we're the only ones grew up from this ever-loving sun. Mama was no angel, she was more than just a nurse. Thought it was a charity, keep us kids from getting hurt. Can't stay clean in the dirt, oh, life is mean on this earth. I have no occupation, but I have some sense of worth. All the flowers blossom from what goes on in the dirt, so I get down in the dirt, let's get down in the dirt. You can be, then we're the only one born out of this ever-loving mud. You can be, then we're the only one grew up from this ever-loving sun. They say that love is just a thing to save a man. It's not so shallow, you must dig to bring it out. So let's get down in the dirt. Let's get down in the dirt. They say that love is just a thing to save a man. It's not so shallow, you must dig to bring it out. So let's get down in the dirt. Let's get down in the dirt.
That is from the new album, Pour It Out Into the Night. It is out tomorrow from the Revivalists. Want to mention they'll be playing shows at Asbury Park on July 9th, Bridgeport on July 14th, and then back here around Brooklyn on August 10th. So, Zach, that song deals with some of the big questions about life, some family dynamics and what you do with what you get. What was your mindset when you were writing that song? Where were you?
The first verse came to me as I was walking my dog in the Bywater neighborhood of New Orleans where I lived a couple years ago, and I'd seen another band perform the previous night, and they had the first line of their song was, "That poor boy was a lawyer with a necktie for a noose." Mm-hmm. And I was like, "That is a great first line," and my dad is a lawyer, and he deals with organized religions as clients, and so the first line popped into my head, like, if this were my song, it would be like this.
Mm-hmm. That's as real as it gets for you.
yeah, for real.
And it just sort of followed that. And so I talked about my grandfather, who was his father was an atheist until the end. And I was like, once I came on the turning the phrase of the down in the dirt, I was like really excited. I was like, wow, this is really special. And I don't know when I turned that phrase exactly, but that felt like I had something pretty special, and I'm proud of where it all went, dealing with all of the sort of big question of the fleetingness of life and you know, wanting to make the most of it. And sometimes that's not pretty, you know, getting your hands dirty with everything. Try to keep it hopeful though with the love. No.
Yeah, the chorus really kind of brings it all together.
Yeah.
It's an incredible song, brother.
Thank
Seriously.
You, man.
When you're songwriting, Dave, I mean, does it happen that happened walking the dog after also seeing some music? Mm-hmm. Are you that kind of writer where something comes to you, you get your notes out, you write it down, or do you have writing time?
Both.
Yeah.
I'm always like keep my ears and eyes open for things. Always, you know, we have our cell phone in our pocket. We can always, you know, get down a little note or something. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if you're not doing it that way, I feel like you're just going to lose so much. And sometimes these, you know, little gems will come, and it'll just be something somebody said like that. Or it'll just be like something you heard on TV. Or it'll just come to you while you're having a run or whatever. But if you don't have your line in the water, you're not going to catch it.
Did COVID change the way you guys write at all? Considering that you didn't have that input from the outside world.
I think it changed everything, you know? Yeah. So just having that much time to be still at home changed it, and was, you know, it was a blessing in disguise in some ways. Our album title is taken from you going out to your studio in the middle of the night and just sort of singing your heart out, and you sort of arrived at that chorus, right? Doing that, right?
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Late nights for you?
2 a.m., 3 a.m. Sometimes I just wake up in the middle of the night and, you know, with not a great feeling, you know, because we didn't know if we were going to be able to even do what we still, you know, do what we do anymore. Like, that was kind of just like up in the air big time. So it was just like trying to, you know, wade through those waters. And one of the ways that I did that was just, you know, singing through it.
So pour it out into the night. Just
pour it out. Whatever you're feeling, just pour it out. Sing it out. And it helps.
My guests are David Shaw and Zach Feinberg from The Revivalists. The new album, Pour It Out Into the Night, is out tomorrow. And tell me if I'm wrong, because you know the internet. Zach, did you record the album in Vermont?
We did 2 weeks of tracking in Vermont with a great producer by the name of Rich Costi. Mm-hmm. Some of his more renowned works include Muse, some of their big albums, and Death Cab for Cutie, and
he
did engineering and mixing for Audio Slave and the Rage Against the Machine records. He worked with Rick Rubin for years. Mm-hmm. He's a heavyweight, and it was really cool to work with him in this getaway in Vermont.
Yeah, it was incredible. He's a really special dude.
What did he bring out in you that maybe had another producer hadn't tapped into?
So I think one of the things I think he did was he understood who we were. And that's really, really important, I think, in a producer. Because I think sometimes a producer can come in there and they got a vision for you. Mm. And that's cool. And sometimes it works really well. But it was like, we've been established. We kind of know what we want to sound like. And he just he was the guide. He was our spiritual guru in mm-hmm. the studio, just kind of like, you know, pushing us forward in a direction that, you know, felt good and positive and felt true to us. So I think he was a good choice.
He also encouraged attention to detail in us, I would say, in that he was very fastidious about as far as getting the sounds that he wants as an engineer and mixer and producer. We would take hours setting up a single sound on a tom drum or something like that. And I think that encouraged us in some ways to advocate for the details and what we were wanting out of a track too. And he was very open with that collaboration and committed to putting the time in on it. So it allowed us to follow through with our vision, I think.
What was a detail that you wanted to make sure was on the album, David? A sound, a word, a phrase?
Oof. Wow. Well, I will say that our albums, just from the beginning of time till now, it's like they're all kind of all over the place. And I think that one of the details that we kind of, you know, wanted to hone in on was just like, we want to still have that because that's just kind of who we are, but we need to have these small little things that kind of anchor it together. And so there's a many, I don't know if I can speak to just one of them.
I can give an example. Like you were at, you know, just little layers, you know, there's so much ear candy. And when you do a lot of pre-production, you know, like we've done with the demos, like you kind of know what adds a lot to a track. So for example, in the background of Kid, there is a very subtle, what we labeled the track as eerie howl. And it wasn't in like the first five or six. Yeah. That sort of thing. And we know that little layer in the background really makes just the note just brings a feeling that's just really sweet and really good. And it's like, you have to advocate for these little things that nobody else is going to remember except you.
You were really good at that, actually. Yeah. You were really good at advocating for like little
all
things.
All the little things.
Yeah, and all the little things.
And in this part, that little thing that happens the entire time, it's just like little hypnotic things that are important and that are different than live, you know, because... Mm-hmm. What we like to represent live is just like what you see is what you get. Like this is pure. Like you have, we're not really running background tracks.
We are not.
Yeah. I don't know. There's all kinds of gadgetry. Sometimes I'm a little confused, but
no tracks.
Yeah. There's eight people on stage and we're playing live music. And that's honest to me and it's authentic. And when I go to a concert, I like it to be like that. Mm. In the studio, I take a lot of pleasure out of crafting really exciting, unique sounds and playing with that.
Yeah.
So, as far as the little details, like advocating for what we know sounds really good based on the time that we spent with it, and also trusting a producer to bring his expertise, which was incredible and amazing
and
as well.
Yeah, exactly. And helping us also like push it forward, because sometimes it's easy to get lost in those little details, and it's like, all right.
Sometimes it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. Just look back from the whole big picture and be like, all right, actually, this is really great. And listen to it in 6 months and tell me how
let
you
it
feel.
Let it go.
Sometimes you're wrong.
And that's you're wrong.
Yeah. And that's what producers for as well. I was interviewing Rick Rubin, and I said, so what do you do when you don't like something Jay-Z's laid down? And he said, it's not about my relationship with Jay. It's about this doesn't work. And that's okay, because that happens in creative process.
Yes,
sometimes something doesn't work.
Yeah, it's humbling being a musician, honestly. And like, you know, nobody's perfect. You listen back and it's like, oh, yeah, I sound not good there. I'm rushing, or I'm, you know, one thing or another. And it's just, it never stops. Like, that's the truth of it. You can be probably one of the best musicians in the world, Yo-Yo Ma or something. I'm sure sometimes during playback, I'm sure he doesn't do everything in one take, you know?
Yeah.
So. Can we hear another song?
Yeah.
Sure.
What are we going to hear?
Let's do Kid.
Let me make sure I'm in tune here.
Yeah.
Close enough.
See, even David Shaw needs to tune his guitar sometimes.
All right, here we go.
Walk downtown to get my fortune read. She took one look and this is what she said. Hey, kid, just sing the songs that wake the dead. Then You keep them ringing in your head, yeah. You gotta get it off your chest. Don't worry about the mess. I must confess, I took a hit. I'm in a bad condition. All the chatter, where's the truth? I find it hard to listen. They want it loud, they want it now, they want it loud. Just get it out, just get it out, just get it out. Hey, kid, just sing the songs that wake the dead. Then you get that darkness out your head. Yeah, you had it with you from the start. Lightning in your heart. Yeah, it's gonna take me out. Yeah, it's gonna bring me down. I'm just living for the spirit now. I'm out of luck on the floor. Every siren's ringing. It's not the same anymore. Hear them trumpets singing. They want it loud, they want it now, they want it loud. Just get it out, just get it out, just get it out. As much as everything changes, everything stays the same. I've been going through phases, turning the page in my brain. They go up ahead in the distance, it's never looking the same. I'm going through changes, going through phases, walking through mazes, wrecking my brain. So hey, kid, just sing the songs that wake the dead. Then you get that darkness out your head. Yeah, it's the blessing and the curse, the dying and the birth. Yeah, it's gonna take me out. Yeah, it's gonna bring me down. I'm just living for the spirit now. I'm just living for the spirit now. I'm just living for the spirit now. Well, I'm just living for the spirit now. I'm just living, well, I'm just living.
Kid from David Shaw and Zach Feinberg of The Revivalists. The new album, Pour It Out Into the Night, is out tomorrow. They'll be in our area, Asbury Park on July 9th, Bridgeport on July 14th, and then in Brooklyn on August 10th. So the story goes with that song that you wrote that on January 6th, 2021.
Yeah.
Morning or afternoon?
Day. Afternoon, yeah.
Afternoon?
Yeah. Afternoon, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
What was the vibe? What were you doing? Were you, did you call each other up? Did you say, like, what's going on?
Let's see. No, we were over at each other. I was at his house.
We'd already had it planned. It was, you know, to write.
Oh, it was our writing day.
It was writing day.
Yeah, we had the bed of the music, like, pretty well established.
Yeah.
And I think we were trying to put together some verses and some layering stuff. And we were just we were in a great flow, like, really just in a really good place with the song. I was feeling really amazing and felt like it was a really productive day that up until that point. And then we started getting some messages and like we were like, oh my god, you know, what is going on? This is crazy. And it was just kind of like, I was just like, yeah, I mean, this sort of thing happened in Michigan, you know, what, you know, I was like, let's keep focused on this, because this is more important actually to us, I think, than this
I mean, just a
crappy situation, you know.
Yeah Bad stuff. Yeah. I mean, and you know, I think some of that crept into the lyrics a little bit.
Yeah,
for sure. Because there's always going to be things that take your attention. You know, we've got the computer in our pocket. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of negativity in the world, and there's a lot of negativity on social media, but there's also a lot of beauty, you know, and we had something beautiful in the room. Mm-hmm. And we felt like it was like, if we focus on this, like, what are we going to do? We're not going right. to stop this.
You wanted to protect what you had made.
And we had wanted to protect what, absolutely. And it was just like, you know, let's focus on this. Some of that is going to get in there. And, you know, we're always fighting the good fight.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to do its work in other ways.
Yeah, I know. You guys do a lot of pro-social work.
Yeah, for sure.
Curious about, so you're sitting here with guitars. When you guys play live, it is like fantastic mayhem on stage in the best way. Like
with eight musicians, typically. Yeah, this is two of us.
Eight of you. It gets sweaty. There's mm-hmm. dancing. I think the first time I saw you guys was in 2014 in a big field in New Orleans.
Nice.
And it was just like a dance party from the beginning to the end. It was just great. We were sweaty. It was messy.
Amazing.
Was it Jazz Fest?
It wasn't Jazz Fest. It was, what? I was in for work doing something else, and I just kind of walked down the street, and I was like, what do I hear?
French Quarter Fest, maybe?
It might have been French Quarter Fest. It also might have been Lafayette Square. What are those?
That was it.
Oh, it was Wednesday at the Square?
Wednesday at the Square.
Nice.
Those are kind of some legendary shows.
Those are legendary shows. Those were fun. When you are on stage, when you're seeing your audience, because your audience really gets into it, how would you describe that exchange of energy, Zach?
Ooh.
Or David, the one?
I think any time that we go to play and we know it's being consumed by a larger audience, I feel like a charge. Like even about to play on the radio, like my body feels different than David and I playing in soundcheck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a psychological
juice,
or like a quantum phenomena. You know, when you're being observed, you it changes it.
Mm-hmm.
So to have like a ton of people giving you incredible energy and expectations positively charges the experience.
There is like a connection that happens that is, you know, it's an unspeakable mm-hmm. thing. Just like right now, I feel like we have a really good energy mm-hmm. going. Sometimes it doesn't happen like this. Sometimes it's super awkward and super weird, and it just doesn't happen, you know? Yeah.
We're not naming names.
No, but it's like, it's for real. And it's like at some shows, you always try to get there, and it doesn't always happen. It's always mm-hmm. We're always get up there and play our songs, and it's, you know, we're giving it our all, but when that crowd comes with that ferocious, just, you know, mm-hmm. just that raw power, that really, we feed off that. So the more the crowd gives us, the more we can actually give, I feel like, and mm-hmm. it really turns into something special, like really, really.
I would like to comment as from sort of like an observer. I mean, not an observer. I'm in the band, obviously, but like you're the front man, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there have been years where it's not always like there's a large crowd ready to cheer you on. Sometimes you got to win them over in the early years, and there's 10 people, 12 people, sure. 5, 3 people in a room. And from my experience, it has been remarkable from day one how you put your all out there into every performance and very consistently always deliver a very energetic,
man.
Amazing performance.
My boy.
There you go.
Thank you.
So I'll be fully transparent. We're going to have you play one more song. We may not make it to the end on the live broadcast, but we'll keep playing and we'll make sure it makes it to the podcast.
Sounds
cool.
Good.
Is that good?
Great.
What are we going to hear?
Do it.
You're going to hear a song called Alive.
This is David Shaw and Zach Feinberg of The Revivalists. The album, Pour It Out Into the Night, is out tomorrow.
Make sure I'm good here. Okay.
I thought I didn't need you, what was I thinking? Everything that I did was so see-through, wasn't it? And I'll take a shot for you in this darkness. 'Cause everything up until now was a rehearsal for this. Oh, I can't believe you've taken this side after all we've been through. Was this all a lie? It's only one truth. Everything dies, but we were the ones that were always gonna make it out alive. She said, I'm over this fight. What were you drinking? I can't recall it all, but my breath was him. Into the night I crept, thought I'd been hiding. 'Cause I can't say all the things that I've been trying. Since you've been gone, things seem so wrong. Took a pill to put me out, one to turn me on. The morning I'll wait to a long clock. Hell, shoot a shot of alcohol, drop a peach down the well. It was never my intention to take this deep dive, but I always knew that we were the ones. We're always gonna make it out alive. Thought I heard you say, staring out into nothing as the sky fell gray. Take all that you have learned, all the time we've burned, and turn it into something before it's too.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.